It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line. Good morning, Mike.
Jenna, good morning to you. How are you doing?
I am pumped because I feel like my allergies are almost gone.
Really?
I really do. I feel like they're almost kicked into the woods and
with
where they got to stay.
Pollen out there, they're
oh,
almost
man.
Gone.
Huh? I'm not trying to brag here, but...
no, do it. Go for it.
I'm just kidding. Actually, it really does come down to our amazing listeners. And if you are listening and you want to call in or text in throughout our show today, please feel free to send a picture of your garden, send a picture of your plants, whatever you're doing, your lawns, if they look luscious. We love a luscious lawn. Let us know, 437-1620. And I asked last week, and I'll continue to give updates, the best way to kick allergies and like... I'm still dripping a little bit. I'm not going to lie. It's gross, but I'm sorry. I have my own area. We're blocked off. I can't spit on Mike.
Fine.
It's okay. But everybody said local honey and saline rinses. The saline rinse is a little gross, but it is very effective. And the local honey is absolutely delicious, probably more delicious than any honey I've ever tasted. Maybe it's just because if I feel like it's going to work, and so my hopes are high. But yeah, it's definitely something. If you have a local honey place, continue to let me know, because the closer to my vicinity, the better.
I have a good friend who, quite frankly, did a lot of gardening shows with me back in the day on Blab Television. Barry Southers. He used to own a nursery called Westside Nursery. He retired, and he is in the honey business. And he gave me and some of my friends a tour of how they did it. It's fascinating how they produce the local honey, and he sells it.
I see signs when I walk around our area, and it says please do not kill the bees.
Right.
Oh, like no. Things like that.
Yeah. Oh,
I've
sure.
never really understood that before, but now that I understand so many people, you know, use local honey. I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah. Anyway, Barry, we need to have Barry would be a great guest on the Garden Line.
So you talk I would
about
love that.
Somebody who's good at gardening in Escambia County. He is one of the best.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure, and we just kicked off the Garden Line with, and you can please call, text everything in that you need to know, or maybe you just want to show off, like I was just showing off a little bit. But apparently, we are going to start our show already with a caller. Good morning. Who are we speaking with this morning?
Hey, this is Dan from Pensacola. How y'all doing?
Hi, Dan.
Fine,
good morning.
All right. I got about 3 years ago. I cut down some azaleas down to about 3 to 4 inches. And they're back up to about 3 foot now. And then I got some shooters that are about 4 feet tall. The lower ones bloomed real good this year, but the shooters, I call them shooters, where the bloom should have come out, it was brown around those areas where they should have popped out. I was going to be pruning in a couple of weeks. And I was thinking about pruning of shooters back down to the natural body of the azalea to give it a chance to revitalize. And when I was removing these azaleas, I removed about 5 azaleas from that bed 3 years ago, and I used a Sawzall to cut all around those roots to make it easier to pull them out of the ground.
Right.
And I was just wondering about, do you think I need to prune those shooters back down to match the tree? And those crowbars I sent y'all the other day, a 7 and 9 inch wrecking bar used to pull out Chinese privet and other weeds that have tap roots. It makes it a lot easier than getting a shovel out and all that. You can sit down like that with it, work on it.
That's a good idea. No, Dan, I would prune those azaleas back. You know, one, it's going to look better. It's going to look landscape. It's going to look tailored, if you will. And I think as soon as they finish blooming, to your satisfaction, when you say, well, you know, the blooms have had it, they're spent, I would do that pruning. And that really goes for everybody who is growing azaleas and enjoying azaleas this time of year. They've been absolutely gorgeous. Last week we kind of went through some of the varieties that were so pretty. My favorite was the Formosa, because that's kind of, to me, that's sort of Pensacola. But, yes, I would go ahead and do that pruning, absolutely. Just cut them right back, everything down to kind of the same level. And I think you'll enjoy the plant even more. I really do. Keeping in mind, talking about moving plants and that type of thing, keep in mind that azaleas are relatively easy to move because they've got such a shallow root system as opposed to, say, a camellia. Moving a camellia, you've got to be so careful. It's got these deep roots. But azaleas are very shallow-rooted, easy to move. So if you want to do that, if you say the blooming is over and you say you want to relocate some of your azaleas, hopefully there's some of the smaller ones. The bigger ones are a different story. Good time to do it.
Okay. Wow.
Absolutely. Dan, thanks. That's good. Questions. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Dan, thank you so much. And continue with those texts and calls. You know what? I'm going to just say it's like our listeners all of a sudden realize, wait a second, I have plants in my yard. I need to ask a question. And it always hits at like 9:17. I'm not even joking. And then we do this mad rush. So please start going. We will get to your texts. We will get to your calls. So drink that coffee. Send the text.
We do need, before we go, 1 minute more.
Tell me.
1 minute more. We have got to thank our great listeners. So we thank all our listeners. But Catherine has done it again. Catherine has done it again.
Yes,
she has
can't.
Dropped by the studio once those wonderful cupcakes that she sends us. Thank you so much.
She's so sneaky, too. I love it.
Oh, I know it. I never see her. I met her. Fabulous lady. Fabulous lady. And just a great listener, and we appreciate it. But what she brought is so interesting is a bag of rosemary, the herb. That's just what's in that paper bag over there, John.
Yes.
That's rosemary.
I didn't get to peek into that one yet.
And we appreciate that. It's one of the most, you know, obviously one of the most popular herbs that people grow
best
in
smell.
Pensacola.
Yes.
And she left us a grocery bag full of it. So I'm going to take a handful home.
Yes, I will. My grandmother's name is Rosemary.
Isn't
and so
it really?
It,
wow,
Rosemary is very dear to my heart. Yes. And thank you for our treats. And I have a lot of reading to do. Catherine is keeping me, my bedside table is piling, and it gives me so much. I enjoy reading these days instead of watching TV, sitting outside in this beautiful weather and being able to enjoy it. So Catherine, thank you so much. Thank you for faithfully listening. And you know what? We're getting busy. The garden line is open. We have another caller on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the garden line.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. This is Robert from Navarre, and
yes,
my question is about my lawn.
Yes, sir.
My lawn, I got this Georgia grass, and it looks good. It's greening up real good everywhere, except for around the oak trees. There's big and big like circles around the oak trees, and it's still kind of brown and thin looking.
Well, I think...
What do I do about that?
Well, two things I'll mention. Number one, it sounds like... Well, let's put it this way. Zoysia, really of almost all the grasses, is a full sun grass. It wants 100% sun. You can't really compromise too much because it really needs all that sunlight. So if it's near the oak trees, it's probably getting too much shade. It's simple as that. The second thing is, because it is probably in a little bit more of a shady area, it may be a little later coming out of dormancy. Keep in mind, there's one thing about Zoysia. So many people have planted it, myself included, and really enjoy it. However, Zoysia, one of the disadvantages is Zoysia goes dormant a little earlier than some of the other grasses and is a little later coming out of dormancy than some of the other grasses. So that could be what's happening there. You may just have to wait it out a little bit. But to me, if what you're saying, if it's under that oak tree, you're probably your only solution is to trim out some of those limbs and get as much sunlight as you can in there, because that Zoysia, the more shade you have, the less grass you're going to have. We always used to play with this little formula. It really isn't scientific, but if you've got 50% shade, you're going to have 50% grass, 70% shade, 30% grass.
That makes sense.
I think I made that up one time.
All right.
But it's kind of true. You got to have sunlight for that azolla grass, no doubt.
Awesome.
And one more question. What kind of fertilizer should I use on that?
Good question. And we were going to talk about that today. A great question. Let me give you a couple of formulas that I like. One, 16-0-8. Slow release, containing iron, containing minor elements. A 15-0-15 is good. The principle, what we're looking for here is a higher middle, a higher first number. We don't even need a middle number. A smaller one's okay. We used to use a 16-4-8. And the last one, a medium number. The point is that nitrogen is what you're looking for. I wouldn't go much more than 22, 24, 25% nitrogen on that first number. But if you can find a 16-0-8 or a 15-0-15, slow release, granular, containing iron, containing minor elements, you've got the best fertilizer. Plus, that's what's also good for Centipede and St. Augustine this time of year. Same formula, same principle.
Excellent.
And can I go ahead and put... go ahead and put that first application of fertilizer down now, or do I need to wait a little longer?
Well, you know, that's the question of the day. The state literature will tell you, well, let's wait just a little bit, even if you wait into mid-April, 1st of May. But whenever your grass is out of dormancy, whenever it's looking green, I think you can put it out. I think you'd probably be safe. I look at some of our temperatures moving forward, and we've got this little Easter cold snap coming in down into the 40s on Friday. But I think after that, I think you'd probably be pretty safe. We'll be heading up into the high 70s, low 80s, and 60s at night. I think you'll be fine. So that's what I would do. Why don't you wait about a week or so and then do it? I think you'll be safe.
Excellent. Well, thank
all right. Thank you very much.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, we're loving all the texts, all the calls. Feel free to continue. We're going to take a quick break, but the number is 437-1620. We'll be right back here on the Garden Line.
You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in this Friday morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program. A one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
A healthier you is the first step toward a healthy baby. When planning a pregnancy, baby steps toward better health can deliver big results. Exercising regularly and eating a balanced diet will help you reach or maintain a healthy weight and increase the likelihood of a healthy baby. Taking a multivitamin containing folic acid every day helps prevent birth defects, and regular medical and dental checkups are especially important when planning for pregnancy. To learn more about taking your baby steps toward a healthy pregnancy, call Florida's Family Health Line at 1-800-451-2229.
This is Northwest Florida's Fox News Station.
Opening statements at the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer accused of murder.
Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd, who died last summer after Chauvin knelt on his neck for about 9 minutes.
Every 30 minutes and whenever news breaks, hear it first right here. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bit of Jackie Wilson in the morning always
nice.
Makes us feel
nice.
A little bit better.
That's right.
A little bit better. But I also feel better when everybody starts calling and texting. What time was it? 9:18. They're all waking up. So good morning to everyone. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna here with Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line. And Don would like to know about tomato plants in our soil.
A great question. A great question. Very important question, because so many people are going to plant tomato plants and pepper plants and all kinds of things. The answer to the question is yes, you could plant it in our sandy soil, but you're not going to be as successful unless you follow this particular formula. And here we go. Clean the area of the weeds, get all the weeds out of it, kind of get a tiller or even a pitchfork and kind of turn the soil probably 8 to 10 inches. That's a lot. But if you can do that, that's the best way to do it. Put 4 inches, that's a lot, about 4 inches of peat moss on the top of that surface and work it into that soil, because it's nice and loose now that you've turned it over. Put about, a half inch of maybe mushroom compost of some type. That's good. And then sprinkle some limestone on there, dolomite limestone. Turn all that under, all the way to that 8 to 10 inches you did. Rake it smooth. Be sure this is all in the full sun. Now, that's important. Remember, it's kind of like we just talked to Robert on the phone talking about sun for lawn grass. Well, for vegetables, you need that full sun also. So that's what you need to do. Get that little garden prepared with your peat moss, your mushroom compost, for example, a little bit of limestone, rake it smooth, and you're going to have much more success making your soil more organic. Because keep in mind, we have no soil in Pensacola. We have nothing but sand, like the Sahara Desert.
You dig it up, I'm like, what? Yeah, I grew
nothing,
up where
nothing
it's dirt.
Should grow in this stuff.
Right.
Exactly. But you know, yeah, some people, this is a lot of effort, it's, you know, more money to do that. And you might just try to plant it in the area where you want to. But I really think you're going to have more success if you add all that organic material to your soil. And everything we talked about is organic. So that's what I would do.
And, I mean, for me, I feel like organic is the better way to go, but
absolutely.
Especially if you're going to be doing anything with food-grade planting.
Right, exactly. We just were talking earlier in the studio about worms vegetable plants, tomato plants in particular, and we love that product called BT, two letters, BT, Bacillus thuringiensis is the full name. Very organic, very safe, and yet it is only for worms. That's all. It's not for anything else, only for worms. And it's labeled for vegetable gardens because it's very safe, very organic. And a lot of people like to use that. And so the insecticidal soap, for example, if you've got a landscape plant, maybe have a little bit of scale on it or some insects bothering, insecticidal soap is very organic. And then the major organic thing that we use this time of year, of course, is the ultra-fine oil on all of our, most of our landscaping plants, like Ligustrum, Cliera, Boxwood, Azaleas, Camellias, all of those, we use ultra-fine oil to get rid of that scale. That's the white, little white spots they get underneath the leaves. All organic. And so those are good products to keep in mind if that's the way you want to progress.
Okay, very good. And just going back to those weird-looking worms, I have seen in several groups that I'm in, people posting pictures of those. It looks like worm centipedes all over trees.
It could be centipedes. There's no question about it. Could be cutworms that are bothering some of your vegetable plants, for example. And that's where that BT comes in, or the insecticidal soap. Those are organic ways to control that. Now, one of the old-fashioned ways in a vegetable garden to control insects is seven dust, S-E-V-I-N, seven dust, 5% seven dust. They make 10%. Don't use that. Use the 5%. That is a chemical. That is not organic. But historically, it's been very safe. If you follow every direction on the label. This is where you've got to, when you buy any product that is an insecticide or a weed killer, take a minute, sit down in your patio chair outside, and read that label top to bottom and follow whatever they say. Okay. So important.
Keep it safe. Read
Keep
the labels.
It safe to yourself and the environment and neighbors and children and pets. It's absolutely it's critical.
Protect everyone. Love it. Read the labels. Keep the texts coming. 437-1620. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
I'm not sure who's singing. Who is that?
That is the Edsels.
The Edsels. I would never have guessed.
No,
the Edsels.
I can't keep up with that one. That is Ramalonga Ding Dong.
That is fun music.
That is fun.
Oh, no, it really is.
We're having time moves fast here. We have a lot happening, a lot of calls coming through, and a lot of people who just they need their gardening questions answered. So, Vernon, good morning, Vernon from Pensacola. How are you? Welcome to the Garden Line.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning,
I had a quick question. I planted two Japanese bloodgood trees.
Beautiful.
Last summer.
Yes.
Right. I mean, the last summer they're pretty trees. They're about 6 foot now, a little bit under 6 foot. They didn't grow much, but we had the two the hurricanes that I thought blew all the leaves off of it. Then we had the cold snap that happened throughout this winter, a couple of them actually. I see on one of them, one of the Japanese bloodgood trees, it's the one with the red trunk, and it's got the green leaves.
Yes.
And the other one is actually red on red.
Right.
The other ones are red on red. The ones with the green leaves that are really nice and the trunk is red, I see those blooming. The little new growth is coming in. But the other one, I don't see any new growth on that. Is that a different type of bloodgood that I'm gonna have to wait a little bit longer when it gets a little bit hotter in the summer for to see some little bit more new growth? Or
well, those
is
trees
it gone or what?
Right. Well, those trees, historically are very slow, very very slow growing trees, and I would say to answer your question, unless something has happened to it in the hurricane or what have you, that it's simply because it is a different variety. It may just need a little bit more time. For example, let me give you an example. I've got crepe myrtle trees in my backyard. I got three big ones, and two are putting on new growth. One of them is bare as it can be. And I know it's okay. It comes back every year, but it's usually 2 to 3 weeks behind the other ones. So I think I would simply just have a little patience, because quite frankly, there's not much that you can do at this point. If it's been traumatized by, you know, some storm or whatever, there's not much you can do to make that thing come out. So I would just kind of wait it out, a little patience, and let us know what happens. We'd like to hear.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that, Vernon. Let's take a quick break and check into the newsroom with Mark Jacobs.
Good morning. Area high schools moving ahead with graduation plans. The story coming up after Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Liu. The WHO has just released a report which includes how they believe the pandemic began, that it likely came from bats.
But there was likely another step between bats and humans. However, they don't know what that was. They've also dismissed the wet market as a source, saying cases outside predate those inside. The only thesis they say does not need more study is that it came from the lab in Wuhan, because the lab was safe and there was no record of the coronavirus being studied there. The report is overshadowed by suspected Chinese influence.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. And President Biden extends the Paycheck Protection Program.
The legislation, which a president signed today, also gives the Small Business Administration another 30 days to process loans. Since the program began, more than 3 million forgivable loans have been awarded to businesses to help them stay afloat during pandemic-related closures and restrictions.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 70, cloudy. I'm Mark Jacobs. Area high schools moving ahead with plans for graduation ceremonies this spring. Both Escambia and Santa Rosa County districts have scheduled their graduations for early June. Last year, both had to delay ceremonies until summer as the pandemic disrupted the end of the school year and sent students home. Escambia County ceremonies set for June 2nd through the 7th. Santa Rosa County, June 1st through the 10th. A death investigation ongoing in Milton. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says human remains were found in a wooded area of Sandy Forest Road on Sunday. No other information has been released, and the medical examiner's office is conducting an investigation to try and identify the remains. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Temperatures will be warming quickly today, 74 degrees for that high. Chance of showers is possible this morning. Overall, a 30% chance of rain throughout the day, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures will be dropping, but not quite as cold as what we saw last night, 67 degrees for that low. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
70 in Pensacola and Milton, 71 in Gulf Breeze at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Stocks are lower. The Dow Industrial is down 99 at 33,072. The NASDAQ's down 117. The S&P 500 off 22. The Biden administration has announced a plan to vastly expand the use of offshore wind power along the East Coast, aiming to tap a potentially huge source of renewable energy that has so far struggled to gain a foothold in the U.S. The plan would designate an area between Long Island and New Jersey as a priority offshore wind zone and sets a goal of installing 30,000 megawatts of offshore wind turbines in coastal waters nationwide by 2030, generating enough clean electricity to power 10 million homes. PayPal will start letting its U.S. customers purchase items with cryptocurrencies in the latest embrace of digital assets by a traditional payments player. U.S. customers who hold cryptocurrencies in their PayPal wallets will be able to use those digital assets to buy goods from PayPal merchants. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
March the 30th, 1916, from the offices of Captain Henry Mustin on the Pensacola Aeronautical Station.
This is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3.
Well, the rumor of the last 2 days has just been found to be true. Yes, General John Pershing, who is in charge of the task force which President Wilson has ordered to the coast of Mexico to free 7 naval officers seized by the Mexicans in Veracruz, will include 3 of Pensacola Navy's new pilots and their aircraft.
The use of aerial observation in a moving craft will be a first for our military, though observation and air combat have been a growing part of the war in Europe over recent months. Captain Musson said that his pilots have been told that they will be used to try and determine Mexican strength, location of any shore batteries, and to observe the effectiveness of our shells, which might be fired by battleships into the Mexican defenses. Lieutenant Patrick Bellinger has been named officer in charge of the flight out of Pensacola. Oh, and incidentally, Captain Musson emphasized that these airships will be unarmed. They are not intended for any combat, he added. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you hear that song, you know we're halfway through the show.
That's officially...
That's the official halfway tune of the Gardeline.
Bobby Day. Will let you know. You better start texting and calling, or else you're going to kick yourself, because you'll have to wait till next week. So 437-1620. Oh, and they're coming in. We have some texts coming in. I appreciate people saying good morning. Good morning to you. I love it. I love seeing the pictures. Oh, my goodness. Whoever sent in this gorgeous picture of their cross vine, I am blown away with all that color.
Just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
That is Garden Magazine worthy. So I'm actually going to use it when I do our podcast. That's going to be our picture for today.
Perfect. Do it.
So, and if you do have pictures, send them in, because I do like to add them onto our podcast as well. You can look at it in the little info section and click there. We do have some other questions, and I figured I'd wait. Listen.
You're smiling. It must be very interesting questions.
Keep it together. Keep it together. Okay, so this one's not really gardening, but because of all the news recently, right, we have Sir Grover Robinson, who just announced he won't be running again. Hats off to him for sticking it out through a really tough time.
Let me interject one thing about Grover Robinson quitting. As you move forward, you know, Grover's going to step aside. But every time you see Grover, thank him for his service on the county commission as the mayor of Pensacola.
Years.
He's done a terrific job in many cases under difficult circumstances, different, from storms. And
2020
politics,
was not fun. Yeah.
No, but Grover is a great guy, great family, and has done a good job.
Absolutely.
And we all wish him very, very much success.
A public servant at heart, for sure.
Question.
And so I thank you so much, Mr. Robinson. But now people want to know, are you going to make a comeback?
Who?
You. Are you going to run again?
Oh, I'm looking around. Who are you talking to?
He literally just looked behind him. Like there was somebody else in the studio.
Well, I will say this. I went to a lacrosse game with my grandchildren last night, and an old friend of mine said, "Are you going to do it again?" I said, "No, but thank you for thinking of me. I really appreciate it. It's an honor when you even say those words. I really thank you for that. But I've had my turn. It's time to let someone else do the work."
Yes, but our listener does love the Garden Line, loves listening, and so I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much. And we have this is a I'm gonna have to have you help me. Okay, so it's a Cordyline terminalis. It looks like a beautiful. I have one. Good thing you just texted it, because I'm not sure. Okay, so the freeze zapped Dave's cordylines. When should he?
Cordyline. I'm going to stop you there. I'm not sure.
They're those like purplish and pink tropical plants. I actually keep mine in my house. I have mine in a pot inside. But they're.
There's got to be another name for it.
Yeah. Purple plant.
Purple plant. Okay, let's go with that.
But it's a tropical plant, and I I wish I had a name. Maybe I should get to know my plants better. I should sit and talk to them a little bit more. But we'll take a look at that during our next break and see. And I can look up a different
name for that. Spell it for me.
So CORDYLINE. So that's, I mean, it's beautiful and so colorful. And I've seen them outside of people's homes as well. They plant them in their gardens. It just adds a pop of color into the mix. But Paul with Blue Sky, he's got our back. Good morning, buddy. Okay,
bail us out here, Paul. Bail us out.
Here's us struggling. This is the garden line. Don't turn it off. Okay, cut it back, Paul says. They're called Thai plants.
Oh.
I love it even more. Thai food is my favorite.
I plant a Thai plant every year in this big pot on my patio. I didn't realize that was the other name for it.
Paul, thank you so much for that. All right, so to our listener who just texted in, Dave, go ahead and cut it back.
Yes.
They're beautiful. They look pretty good.
Because they are, I'll call them tropicals. And mine didn't make it.
So
I just said, to heck with it. I'm going to plant a new one.
Okay.
Because they're beautiful. It gives you that red
color,
you know, and it just looks so tropical. And I love it in a pot right there on my patio. Cordyline. You know, that's the thing about horticulture. You learn something every day. I don't care how long you've been doing it. We always learn something on the garden line. I do.
We have some of the most amazing people that listen and help us out and send in new pictures and new things. I mean, you know, for me, I was sharing with Mike that I was doing some yard work on Sunday. Probably didn't help my allergies, but found a jasmine plant hiding near one of my magnolias at the foot of my yard. So that's, to me, something exciting. I mean, just a little bit of elbow grease and muscle, and I found something beautiful, and now it just since then, I see a bloom on it.
Perfect. Hey.
All we need is try a little tenderness, right? Otis Redding said it best.
There you go.
So you wanted to talk about, was it fertilizers today? What was it that you wanted to talk about? We had something, some agenda before we went down.
Well, no, we really kind of covered it. We wanted to talk about what fertilizers to buy. And let me just give you one or two little tidbits about the fertilizer. We talked about buying a 16-08 or a 15-015 or just something with high nitrogen. Middle number is not important. Last number can be half of the first number. But number one, be sure to put it out according to directions. That's very important. But you know what I have seen, and this is interesting, as you drive around town, every now and then you'll see a yard that's got patches of just, I will call it legal pad yellow, canary yellow.
Legal pad yellow, I like that.
in their yard. And of course, your initial knee-jerk reaction to that, oh, my gosh, I've got a fungus here. I got to control it. I got to spray it. Well, probably not. Probably not. Because two things. One, if you have used or if you used a high-nitrogen fertilizer a little early, and if you used a weed and feed fertilizer, most of those do have high nitrogen. And what that did was the ground is cold. The ground is still kind of cold. But that nitrogen made those blades grow, blades of grass. But because the ground was so cold, it didn't really translocate into those blades of grass. And so they turned yellow. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal. Really, if you just kind of wait it out, when the warmer weather comes and the grass starts growing, you're probably going to be just fine. But that's just one other reason why I really don't like to use that weed and feed fertilizer back in February when we need to get that weed control on there, which a lot of people have already done. Mm-hmm. But putting that high nitrogen fertilizer will cause that. Sometimes, though, you will get that yellowing, and it's a lack of iron. And these fertilizers we talked about, I think it was to Dan or Robert earlier on, generally have iron in them. Be sure that they do. That will sometimes clear up that yellowing that's in the yard. So, one, just wait it out. Or two, be sure to use the fertilizer with the iron, and I think you're going to be okay.
Okay. And so, we did say that, we've talked about this in the past, that it is an okay time to have your sprinklers or your irrigation system on to water your lawn already, correct?
Oh, no doubt about it. I kind of do mine this time of year manually. I turn the sprinkler system on if it hadn't rained in 2 to 3 days.
Right, because we're going to get a cold snap a little bit.
Exactly. And so you need to do that. But I wouldn't do it on a set schedule yet because the rain is so unpredictable and it is early in the season. Right. Later on, we can set it on a set schedule during the summer and we'll be fine. But for now, I would just kind of do it manually. If we go 3 to 4 days with no rain, right, had a lot of wind, because a lot of the wind will dry things out, and then go ahead and water the lawn. Don't forget, do it in the morning. Early, you don't want to do it. Midday, you don't want to do it at night.
I like it, too, because when I run, I can run through your sprinklers. So if you see a crazy person running and...
You're not crazy. I've done that 1,000 times.
That's right. Yeah. You are a former runner yourself.
People look out there and say, get off my lawn.
Oh, I don't go in the lawn. I promise you. I won't be that crazy. No, it's just I get close enough to the edge where it refreshes me, especially when you're doing a July and August 10-miler.
Oh, yes.
You want to run through those. So exactly. Thank you to those who do that at 5 a.m.
Yeah, I always like to be sure people know, my neighbors, if sometime the sprinkler head gets broken and it goes out into the street.
Yes.
But during the summer?
No, don't tell them.
Don't tell them. Just tell run him. Through it and enjoy
just
it.
Just open your mouth and run through.
No, we got to take
absolutely.
Care of our neighbor.
Oh, man, we got to take a break. We're having so much fun. We love seeing these pictures as well. We're going to take a look at a picture that one of our listeners just sent in, and we'll give you the answer to your question, figuring out what plant is this when we come back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend, my friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople, no fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier, and they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car, Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Florida's no-fault law was passed in 1971. However, several changes took place in 2013 which negatively impacted accident victims. First, if you do not treat within 14 days, you lose your PIP benefits. Second, massage therapy and acupuncture are no longer covered benefits. Finally, if you pay for 10,000 benefits and are not EMC certified, you may only have 2,500 in coverage.
Visit GrossandSchuster.com.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
The Pensacola Chamber Pace Awards, the Symphony's Russian Spectacular, and Habitat for Humanity's Food Truck Festival. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We have been seeing your pictures, your texts. We appreciate you. 437-1620. We have about 10 minutes left in the show for you to send in your questions. But one of our listeners texted in a specific plant with a beautiful white flower. What is that plant?
It looks like a canna lily to me.
Canna lily.
You can buy the bulbs. You can buy the bulbs and plant them, but it looks like a cat, like on a nice stalk and a beautiful plant. But that white one is just gorgeous. Now, my question is that the way it looks today, or is that an older picture that...
Oh, that's a good question.
I just wonder, because it seems like it might be a little early for that particular blooming to be going on. Maybe not, but...
And my Easter lily has not bloomed yet. She usually is ready by this time of year, but I think because it was so cold.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
She's waiting, but I have three now this year. Usually only have one. This year, she multiplied. I talk about them as though they have genders, and I apologize, but that's the only way I know how to kind of relate. Okay, here's a question, and let me make sure I pronounce this correctly. So one of our listeners texted, and we had a big... beautiful hostas up north. What's that?
Hosta.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Will they thrive here?
Well, it's funny. Hosta is an unusual plant. I think we're right on the edge, zone-wise, horticulturally, for hosta. But yes, they will grow. I used to sell hosta. There was a customer of mine in East Hill. North Hill, under a big oak tree, had the most gorgeous hosta, beautiful foliage on there. But yes, they will grow here. I really believe a little further north they will thrive, quite frankly. Down here, depending on the weather, it could be marginal. But they are a beautiful plant. Did they send us a picture, Jenna?
No, but there's so many pictures coming in. I think they all want to be on the podcast picture. You guys, and they're so beautiful. Y'all have green thumbs, and I am
We've always
said
that, absolutely.
But I need to go live on Facebook one day.
But going back to the
line.
Hosta.
Yes.
Yes, I would certainly try it. It's kind of a shade plant. It's not going to be in full sun by any stretch of the imagination, but you're going to find some of the most gorgeous foliage on that hosta. So give it a shot. But I think it's, like I say, a little bit marginal in zone 9 where we are, but I've seen success stories, so it can be done.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. I mean, especially if they want to bring a little bit of their northern life down here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to get some ground covering. Like, we would have ground ivy where you couldn't grow grass up north. I think I've shared that with you before. And so instead of trying to get flowers, because I grew up in an area that was very wooded, and so we would just do ground ivy. And it was so low maintenance. That's my kind of plant. And you just put it out there, and it would spread like wildfire
over. Come back every year.
Every year.
And take over. Absolutely.
Every year. Okay, here's a question. Does that sun and shade grass seed work for patchy yards?
Boy, we could do a one-hour seminar on this one.
Oh, that's good. Well, we're writing
better
that down
do it
for next
minutes.
Week. Okay.
I am not a big fan of grass seed, period. I think sometimes, like centipede seed, I would rather sod or even plug, quite frankly, but I would rather sod the area. Then you've got the grass, and it's there. When you put that seed out, one, preparation is the key. It's got to be nice and soft and flat and wet. And then rake that area with a rake, kind of put some little grooves in it with your leaf rake, sow the seed, and then rake it at right angles the other way and kind of scratch it in. I think we talked about that terminology last week, but just kind of scratch it in. I think most of our gardeners know what I'm saying when I say that. So, yeah, you can do that. But look at the label on what type of grass that is. Many times some of the things that they say it will do are too good to be true. It could be ryegrass.
Like
it could be fescue
things.
Seed.
Right.
It could be bluegrass. Those grasses don't do what we want them to do down here, especially like that ryegrass. It could turn green just in the spring or the fall or the winter overnight. Not overnight, but quickly. And they're just going to burn up and go away. So I think stick to your good grasses, your centipede, your zoysia, your St. Augustine, and do it via sod. That would be my – now, it's more expensive, a little bit more work. But if you're looking for the long term, if you're looking for – long-term success, that's the way to do it. But first thing, read the label on that grass seed and call us next week and tell us what is in that particular mixture, and we can talk about it.
You can take a picture of it, too, and send it to us. We have a call coming in. Actually, they just decided to hang up, and that's fine. We we will talk to you later. But we have lots of pictures coming in too, and people asking questions. Will you identify this plant? I promise you, even if we don't get to share what your plant is on air, I will show Mike so we can text you the answer. So I'm loving it. Dave is texting in these beautiful yellow flowers, and if you let me know the name of it, Dave, that would be great too, because they're absolutely gorgeous and it looks like they thrive here in our area. And I like thriving flowers, and it looks like it could attract bees though, which, although I do love my honey, all my honeys, I do not want bees in my yard. So are there any different flowers you should not have in your yard?
Not really. This time you're gonna have the bees.
Great. You know, they, bad they, news.
They're pollinators, and
we do need those.
So
we need them.
That's it. On the yellow flower, I'd like to see it.
I will show you. We're actually going to take a break now, and then we'll answer those questions when we come back.
Perfect. I'm going to scoot across the studio and look at the picture.
Let's do it.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emeco's Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports, subscribe now at gulfbreezenews.com.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, ho. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock.
Nine.
That is the beginning of rock and roll right there. Bill Haley and the Comets, no doubt.
Bill Haley.
Now, Jenna, you've got to, when we have time, tell us a story.
Very
you
close
have
to my heart.
About Bill Haley. He's in the
he was a very close man to my heart and to our family, and we're and to my dad. My dad got to play with him for a while before he passed in the late 80s. And Rock Around the Clock is a family favorite, something a little fun. And we're coming up on the anniversary of my dad's passing, so it's just something to pay a little homage to one of the greatest.
Well, I am so glad you did that. That's very meaningful. What did your dad play?
He played the sax.
Played the sax.
And
the,
and he played bass guitar as well, but his main gig was sax. He was quite the Kenny G in my life.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely talented and amazing.
What talent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not even. And he couldn't grow a garden, though. I'm going to say that. He was amazing, but he could not grow a garden.
We could have
tried.
Him. We could have.
We could
him
have. And he would have definitely tried. He was the one who figured out ground ivy is the way to go. So
a smart man.
We will tell the listeners, though, although we don't have the answers to all of your pictures, we are going to figure it out and answer you next week.
Right. Absolutely.
Because you know what, we're all learning here. Life is a journey and a history lesson in and of itself, and maybe a garden lesson.
Right. Let me give you one good way to identify plants. Also, there are two ways. One, go to the Spring Festival of Flowers, at the University of Florida, Milton, Pensacola State College, Milton campus on April 9th, 10th, and 11th. You've got all kind of nursery people, all kind of students in horticulture, and I'll tell you right now, if you take a clipping or a picture and take it to that festival, you will get any of your answers from people who really, really are good.
Look at that.
So you might want to do that, absolutely.
Yes, that's a great idea and something fun to do. Get outside, take your allergy medicine.
Oh, it's always a fun event. It really is.
Yes.
See some really cool thing, and you'll learn because they have new things that you may not have seen before.
And then you can text us it. Well, stick around. We got Winning with Anna Lee next.